On the streets. On the streets. On the air with Bonolo Beasting.
Welcome to The Hive on Kaya 959 on the street and on the air. It's Heritage Month. And you know what? I believe that social media has become part of our heritage. And I had to bring in one of the most talented TikTok star, influencer, and such a beautiful young lady. Sima, welcome to Kaya 959.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Nice one, man. Sima, 1 minute, we didn't know you. The next minute, you're on TikTok all over, right, with millions of followers. Who is Sima and where is she from? How was your upbringing?
Well, yeah, my mom is, well, she was a single mom.
Yeah.
Lost my dad at the age of 4. She just always wanted me to study, you know.
Yeah.
Further my studies, stay in school. And I'm just a normal kid with no siblings. So all the chores are mine.
Yeah.
And I'm from Cape Town, Ekhayelitsha. Uh-huh.
So Ohomi aga Brenda Faz.
Yes.
So Sima, like I saw on our website, kaya959.co.za, that your man done bought you a car, girl.
Yes, he did.
He bought you a car.
Yes.
Like Le McGregor.
He told me when we started dating, he told me that he's here to build.
Oh.
And he's not here to play with my feelings or, you know, play with me. So I see the work. I see the effort.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Don't just talk. You must do.
Exactly. And he doesn't talk. He just tells me, okay. I'm going to do this. If I say, oh, you're lying, he's like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, wow, man. Now, when did you decide, you know, listen, I'm going to do TikTok. Let me just try this.
A friend of mine in 2020, we matriculated in 2019.
Yeah.
Right? So we got our statements in 2020. And when we were, like, you know, about to part ways, he's like to me, dude, don't you want to do this TikTok thing? Like, you're so silly. Like, why don't you try it out? And I'm like, no. I thought TikTok was for weirdos, you know. But I thought about it, you know, it kept popping up in my mind. Like,
yeah.
You know, let me try this. Because I also wanted to grow my Instagram.
Yes.
That's where my main focus was.
Yeah.
So late 2020, around Boma, October, I started my account.
Mm.
And I did not understand what people were doing there. Everyone was just dancing. And I'm just like, what is happening? Why am I here? And I made a video. It didn't blow. I'm like, okay, how do you do this?
Mm.
You know, but I made another video, one of my skits, my first skit. And it blew. Well, in my mind, it had like 25K views. So for me, that was like, oh, wow. You know, but from there on, I just realized, okay, this is what people like, let me stick to this.
Yeah.
So I pushed. 2021, I lost my account in March. I got permanently banned.
Ah.
Yes. And I left TikTok for a while. And then early April, I went back to TikTok and my first video blew. It had like 200K views in 2 days. So yeah. That's where I saw, it's okay. My people are coming back.
Yes,
you know, so yeah.
Now, what's the creative process? Because you're a creative. You're not just doing it in J. And one thing I like about you is that you're doing differently from what other people are doing, you know? What's the creative process and how many TikTok videos do you do in a day?
A lot of people ask me this, but okay. When I tell myself, okay, I'm going to make videos today, I make sure, okay, this is what I'm going to do here, the sounds I'm going to use. Because like the day before, I'll, you know, search for sounds, see, okay, this is more of my content. So use that sound, save it. And then, I just, when I'm on camera mode, I make sure I shoot like 5-8 videos in a day and just push for, I don't know, 100K plus views for all the videos. And I make sure that I make them relatable.
Yeah.
So that people are like, oh, yeah, actually, this happened to me. Or, yeah, people say this. Or, you know, I just want everyone to laugh, relate. And, yeah. So, yeah, I'm not a dancer per se. I just try to stick in my own lane and, you know, make my people laugh and, you know, grow my audience. And everyone's like, oh, you know, Sima, I don't want anyone to be like, who's that? I want people to know me.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
I make sure that I stay authentic. I stay different from everyone else. And yeah, especially with my facial expressions.
Yes, those are the ones that are killer.
Yes, so yeah.
Would you consider acting? Because in my eyes, you're an actress.
I've considered it when I didn't know what I wanted.
Uh-huh.
That was last year. I was like, okay, maybe I should act, you know, maybe. But as time went and I saw how I was growing on TikTok, I realized, okay, this is working for me. Let me stick to this for now. And once I find my way, like I find my feet on TikTok and I get verified and, you know, everything is settled, I start making my money, then I can go into acting. Because apparently acting is not, you know.
So you're making more money from the TikToks?
Yes.
What?
Yes, the brands, it's a lot. So, yeah.
Now, social media, we both know that it's one of those platforms that can be very helpful in, you know, growing your brand, but it can also have those characters that, you know, wish they were you and don't know how to say, how do you do it? They would rather be on some, why her? How do you deal with the trolls?
Apparently I'm a troll too, so. But, well, people will always talk. You know, and I make sure to whatever I can, like, okay, someone says something smacks about me, cool. I see content in that. You know, I try to grow through that. Maybe someone will say, oh, Sima has a big nose, you know, and I'll make content out of it, you know, and make people laugh and turn lemons into lemonade, you know.
Yeah.
So that's just how I deal with. That's my coping mechanism, to be honest. You know, I'm human too. I get hurt, you know. There are days when I don't want to shoot because I'm thinking, oh, someone said this. And then I think, like, wake up and shoot content, make content out of this, you know. So, yeah, that's just how I deal with it.
I've seen that, like, there's a group of TikTokers and you guys know each other and, you know, you go to events together. How's that community? Because clearly that's like a community of TikTokers.
At first, I didn't understand it. At first, I was like, oh, they don't want to, you know, include us in their stuff. But now that I'm part of the Level Up team, I understand how they do things. And I understand that the TikTokers don't have these functions by themselves. They don't plan these things. You know, they're planned for them. So at first I was like, oh, they don't want us, so, you know. And in my mind, I thought, I'm a TikToker, you know, I'm there. But no, you'll get there once you get the Level Up email and so forth. You'll start getting included into these stuff, these events, and yeah.
Because we actually met at the Summers, eh?
Yes, yes.
And how was that experience for you?
It was crazy. The lights, the cameras, I felt at home. But yeah, it was exciting. It was very exciting. I'm so grateful for that opportunity. And I'm here today,
you know,
because of that. So yeah.
Lastly, Sima, what can we expect from you 5 years from now?
Oh, 5 years from now. Let's say three.
Okay, 3 years from now.
Yes. More content, more money,
yes.
More laughs. Definitely, I want to start something of my own. Like, I want to start my own lip gloss brand.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So it's just a lot. There's a lot that you can expect from Sima in years' time.
Lovely stuff. Thank you so much, Sima, for coming through.
No problem.
Of course, inspiring the youth and also young little girls out there that want to be like you. Continue what you're doing. We love you right here at Kaya 959, specifically The Hive. Continue what you're doing. We're going to chat to you 3 years from now.
Definitely.
And do a little bit of a catch up about what you've been up to.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, man, Sima.
Thank you for having me.
And there you have it. Sima, TikTok star, influencer, the lady with the most hilarious facial expressions right here on The Hive on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.
The Hive on Kaya 959.